It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
News from the center, WRCE.
Second half about to begin. Holy Cross led by as many as 16 points in the first half. At 23-7, a one-point lead for the Crusaders now. 36-35. Original starting five for the Badgers. Winter, Crow, Tanjay, Klesman, and Blackwell. Likewise for Holy Cross, Warren, Kenny, Nugent, Max Green, and Tyler Boston. Badgers have the first possession of the second half. We're underway. Wisconsin moving to our right. Blackwell off the Crow screen. Throws to Winter. A flip to Klesman. Using a little bump from Crow. Max right in the lane. Behind the back on the dribble. Right elbow. Jumper is good. Klesman with four. Badgers lead 37-36. We'll see if the Badgers can start the second half a whole lot better than they started the first. As Holy Cross moving to our left. Tyler Boston, a high screen from Kenny. Dribbles to the free throw line. Right of the lane. Picked up the dribble. Darts it out to Max Green. Tanjay comes out on him. A bounce for Nugent. Nugent high on the left. Throws it back to Green. Shot clock at seven. Boston against Crowell. Small versus a big. A little blow by. Pass is stolen away in the lane by Blackwell. Here comes John through the midcourt. Low goes. Scoops it to Klesman. High on the left. And now the Badgers will run the offense. Blackwell out high. Feeds Nolan Winter. Took a look at a long three. Gives off to Klesman instead. About a minute gone by. Second half. 37-36 Wisconsin. Max for three. Left side no good. And the rebound comes down to Joe Nugent of Holy Cross. A stop for the Crusaders. Green to the front court. A sharp shooting freshman out of Kentucky. Dribbles to the left elbow. Throws it back out to Tyler Boston. A fellow freshman. He's from Maryland. Boston matched up with Blackwell. Dribbles off the right wing, and he was able to draw the contact from Blackwell, and that's the first on John, first of the half on Wisconsin.
And that's all Boston wants to do is dribble, and then go by a guy. Give him enough space. He's not going to pull up. That was pretty decent defense there by John. He just got that arm bar.
Boston baseline right will inbound. Flips it into Caleb Kenny. Hands it back to Boston. And he gets crowded by Blackwell. That's two quick ones on John. Foul free in the first half, but he picks up a couple of fouls, not quite a minute and a half into the second.
First one I was all right with. That one was a tough one.
The guard will leave him in there at the moment. Boston again, baseline right, throws it into Kenny. Right of the lane. Single coverage from Crow. Kenny starts to back. Little dig from Blackwell. Kenny now picked up by Winter. Knocked it loose. Warren is there. 16 first half points for the Athletic. Gabe Warren. Five on the shot clock. Warren against Crow. In the lane. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in off the glass. And Warren has 18. That's he is a problem. 38-37. Holy Cross. Minute 50 into the second half. Blackwell just walked with the ball. And now Greg will go to his bench. He'll get Kamari McGee in there.
And on that possession, Matt, it's very simple. John just got sped up.
Two fouls and a turnover. Blackwell will take a seat. Boston, left hand toss to Green. Tanjay is there. Now Kenny at the top. Has it back to Green. Left hand dribble. Shot fake. Good D from Tanjay. Warren right wing. Warren off the right elbow. Bounces to Kenny. He's with Nolan Winter, Kenny in the paint. Shot clock is at five. Max Green off the screen, dribbles in the lane, off balance shot, back rim no good. Rebound, Crow. Lead feed, Kamari McGee. Badgers down one early in the second half. McGee gets it to Crow. Now a feed to Winter, down the lane, layup is good. Nolan Winter. run into the rim, 39-38 Wisconsin.
Say it all the time, I'm going to say it again. Good things happen when you cut to the front of the rim.
2:40 gone by, second half, 39-38 Wisconsin. Tyler Boston outside right, retreats above the arc. Goes cross court to Max Green at the left point. Green turns a corner, baseline left in the lane, throwing to Nugent. Nugent attacking. Klesman digging in, a whistle to shot up. Walk with the ball first. Max Klesman maybe helping force that turnover. That's nine of them now on Holy Cross. And their little scrimmage with Fordham last week, they were guilty of 18 turnovers.
Yes, they were.
And keep that in mind moving forward. 3 minutes gone by, second half, 39-38 Wisconsin. Crowell right wing. He'll throw it to Winter, leads it for McGee up top. McGee into Crowell, low on the left, and he missed the chip shot. Got his own rebound, knocked away, but a foul. And Caleb Kenny took one to the face, and he's going to need a minute. Need some attention here as they are, officials are motioning in the athletic trainer.
Yeah, it looks like there's probably going to be blood the way that they're acting with that. Or a tooth. Yeah.
We are 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the second half. Yeah, I think he lost a tooth there as he's going to have to come out as he gets up and making his way over to the bench area.
Man, if he lost a tooth, that is a very casual walk for losing a tooth. I mean, I like my...
He's a bad man.
Yeah, there's no question. I like my chiclets. I like to make sure my teeth are all there.
Every hockey player is going, yeah.
I know.
I lost them all at one point. Yeah, he's going to have to go back into the locker room or actually at least off the bench areas. Make sure they'll halt the bleeding there. But, yeah, that was about as maybe it's not the first time that's happened.
I was just going to say, it got to be fakes. I mean, I hate the dentist. I'm not going to. There's nothing worse than the dentist. There's nothing worse than sitting in the dentist chair. He looked way too casual for that to happen.
Just got a text from the Dental Association.
That too, yep.
There's the inbounds pass to Tajay. One pump, right block, pushed it up, and he walked first. Travel fest going on right now.
I do get my teeth cleaned twice a year, though, every 6 months, so don't worry. Make sure you go in and get your cleanings.
Yeah, that's a public service.
That text now should be removed.
Public service announcement brought to you by Brian Butch. I got one of those appointments coming up myself, so I'm kind of right there with you.
Uh-huh.
Here's Gabe Warren. Hard drive in the lane. Goes up in traffic. Good. They cannot stop this guy. He has 20. 40-39. Holy Cross. 3.5 minutes gone by. Second half. Winter goes to Tanjay off the left wing. Feeds Crowell. Top of the circle. He'll release it to Max Klesman. Klesman off the right elbow. Throws to Winter. Sends it to McGee. Kamari hooks a pass to Tanjay. Goes into Winter. Back out to Tanjay. Tries a three. Left wing. Nailed it. John Tanjay, his third triple. He has 15 points, 42-40 Wisconsin.
Holy Cross with the double. They doubled from Tanjay. The ball went right back to Tanjay for a wide open three. Good recognition by Nolan Winters.
16 minutes remaining in this season opener. Badgers are in a fight. Tyler Boston clearing some traffic. Wants to go against the big Winter. Instead, throws off the Warren, refeeds Boston. Pullback dribble in the lane. Lost his balance. Lost the ball. Taken away by Winter. Turnover, Holy Cross. Here's Klesman to the front court. Jaden Faroa in the lineup, picking him up right now. And Badgers slow it down. Here's Klesman, left wing. Max, baseline left to drive. Feeds Tanjay, right corner with a shot fake. Now tosses to Crowell and threw it inside, deflected. Tanjay trying to save, cannot, throws it to Green. Turnover, Wisconsin. 3-on-2, Holy Cross. Green left in lane, he lost the handle. Tapped by Crowell, picked up Winter. Finds Tanjay down the lane, slam dunk. It worked, somehow.
Correct, yeah.
Yes. 44-40, Wisconsin with 15:08 remaining. Tyler Boston to the front court, throwing to Green between the arcs. Green with Tanjay defending around a Faroa screen, and Tanjay trying to work over it is called for the foul, his second. As we'll have a timeout here at the Kohl Center. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 15 minutes remaining. Wisconsin 44, Holy Cross 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Exactly 15 minutes remaining in this season opener. Wisconsin 44, Holy Cross 40. The Badger women's team opens its season tomorrow against Wright State. John Adias back on the call. 6:10 airtime, 6:30 tip. You can hear that in Madison on the game, 1070. John Blackwell back in there for Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore as well. Gilmore is going to be guarding Warren. Coast Guard trying to put a stop to Warren's nonsense. He has 20 points in this game tonight, and he has the ball between the circles. Going to DeAndre Williams. He's with McGee. A back cut to Green. Kicks it out left corner. Warren's open. Tries a three. It's off the rim and out. No good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore. 14:40 remaining, 44-40 Wisconsin. Klesman loops it into Crowell, right of the lane, draws the double and tried to feed it inside. It got there eventually to Blackwell, low on the left, goes up and got fouled. Bobble and finally a gather, and Blackwell will be at the line shooting two. They're going to get Max Green, I believe, on that foul, and that's going to be his second.
And it does look like Kenny went back to the locker room now. Okay. So it's a, and that's, I mean, again, he facilitates their offense as much as what Warren has done. You know, Kenny's such a big part of what they do offensively. So let's see if Wisconsin can take care of that on the defensive end and capitalize on it.
First free throw is good for Blackwell. He has 9 points, looking for 10, and he gets it. Both free throws are good. The Badgers remain flawless at the foul line. 46-40, Wisconsin, longest lead of the night for the Badgers. 14:25 remaining. Faroa, top of the arc, gives it to Green. Turn down the three, dribbles to the free throw line, covered up by Klesman, throws to Williams, feeds Warren outside left. Warren against Gilmore. Now Blackwell on the switch, out to Nugent, tries a three straight away, off the rim and out, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 14:05 to play, Badgers up six. Caleb Kenny making his way back to the bench area for Holy Cross as Crowell hands off to McGee right of the circle. Bobs around a Crowell screen, moving right, now left, throws to Gilmore. Rotates to Klesman off the left wing. Stops, thought about it, feeds Crowell, 12 to shoot. Crowell top of the arc, left hand toss to Blackwell, driving left of the lane, trying to get by Warren. Warren called for the reach in. That's his second foul.
And again, that's what John does so well, is just grab it, rip and go. And
beg your pardon, it's the third foul on Warren. Aiden Richard, Khalil Singleton coming in. Green and Warren will sit down. That's big. They get that third foul on Gabe Warren. He has 20 points in the game. 13:46 to play. Inbounds pass, Klesman. Open three. Left corner. There it is. from the left wing, I should say. Klesman hits a triple, and it's now 49-40, Wisconsin, with 13:35 remaining. Faroe at top of the arc. Kills the dribble, left of the circle, feeds Richard. Richard guarded by Carter Gilmore. He's off to Williams with 10 on the shot clock, DeAndre Williams. With McGee defending a step back three, missed it short, long rebound, snapped away by Klesman. 13-13 to play, 9-point lead Wisconsin. Max off the wing, feeds Blackwell for three, straight on, got it. John Blackwell with a triple, timeout, Holy Cross. The lead is 12 for the home team.
Good job of driving, tacking, good threes there, Fineman.
We'll take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 13:04 remaining, Wisconsin 52, Holy Cross 40. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
At Richland Locker, stock up on fresh family packs of boneless chicken breasts for just $2.88 a pound. Or grab a 10-pound bag for only $24.80. Try the marinated chicken breast ready to cook for just $3.48 a pound. And don't miss the Genio Honey Roasted Turkey for $8.48 a pound. Plus Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hunters, the locker has you covered from snacks and dips to chips and fresh bread. Plus a fantastic selection of beer and liquor. Richland Locker has everything you need. Richland Locker, where quality meets convenience.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Amplify your willpower and capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. A 13-point Badger run now, 13:04 remaining. Wisconsin 52, Holy Cross 40. Dave Paulson using a timeout. He has two available. Mentioned a Wisconsin native. Dave Paulson, a three-time Patriot League Coach of the Year when he was at Bucknell, a two-time Division III Coach of the Year. He's done it kind of the, you know, the Bo Ryan way, kind of moving up through the ranks, just a ball coach and a real good one. Trying to stop the bleeding now as his team down 13. It led by 16 in the first half. DeAndre Williams out high off the Faroa screen. A pass intended gets there off a deflection of Faroa. Quick toss to Nugent. Right of the circle. Bounces for Williams with 10 to shoot. Williams against Klesman. Baseline right. Out to Nugent. Fakes the three. To the right elbow. Jumper away short. Rebound Blackwell as the Badgers have certainly picked up the defensive intensity.
Absolutely.
Blackwell. The Badgers move to our right. John between the arcs, throwing to Carter Gilmore, and a whistle off the ball and a foul called as McGee is getting tagged. It looked like DeAndre Williams, the guilty party, and he is. That's his third.
And the game is still simple, man. We've said it again, and I'll continue. I know that you can throw analytics, you can throw all that stuff out there, but you cut to the front of the basket. You move hard without the basketball, you're going to get rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example, just cutting hard yet again, and there's a foul called. Now all of a sudden, it's one more step close to the bonus with the Badgers are 10 of 10.
Green in, Faroa out, inbounds pass to Gilmore, low on the right, throws it up, got it, counted, and he was hammered in the process. Carter Gilmore, a grown man three-point opportunity there. No smiling, he's pumping the ball inside, got his man up, landed on him, and made the shot anyway, and he'll go to the free throw line. The lead is 14. It was Green who got him, the freshman. That's his third foul.
Hit him with a little shot fake.
Yeah, funny what, how
everybody
that
leaves. Everybody loves a little shot fake.
Did Bo ever emphasize that at all?
More than once, twice. Gilly, I'm just glad you made that, because I just said you guys were 10 for 10 from the floor. Now yep. You're 11 for 11. I'm glad they didn't come back on
me. No jinx. But Tauscher was killing me Saturday night, even though he was a contributor. Every time I'd say something nice about him, something bad would happen. My fault.
55. We won't talk about that anymore.
55-40. Wisconsin make it 55-43 as Tyler Boston nails a three from left of the circle. 55-43, the Badgers with 12 minutes remaining. Otherwise, I have no recollection of Saturday.
Yeah,
I just drove home in the rain, I know that. Here's Blackwell, left corner. Now he'll launch a three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound, Jaden Faroa, and Greg did not love that attempt.
I didn't either.
Nope.
That's not what you're looking for.
As Tyler Boston tried to drive it right of the lane. He'll float it back out to Aiden Richard, covered up by Gilmore. A pass out front for Max Green. Gilmore will get him on a switch. In the hip high right hand dribble to the free throw line. Now in the lane, got off balance, got tripped up is why he was off balance. As the foul is called, and we'll have the under 12 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. We'll take a break. That last foul was on Max Klesmit, by the way. His first, 11:26 remaining. Wisconsin 55, Holy Cross 43. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Minutes, 26 seconds remaining in Madison. Badgers lead Holy Cross 55-43. We were saying before the game that you always have these head-turning results in college basketball, maybe more this year with the portal and all that. A&M yep. just went down tonight, right?
They did to the UCF team, which this Badger team is going to face in Greenbrier.
That's so right.
Those are good opportunities. If you're a Badger fan, you like to see those teams win some games. It gives you, you know, when you look at the net and all those sorts of things that play out when you talk about March, games like that help.
You'll be working with Chris Fosters, a UW alum.
Well, I thought, no sweat equity from you? What is it, a Friday, right? It's a Friday, Sunday.
Friday you got Lincoln, Nebraska. Nebraska.
They don't get the private jet for you?
No, especially for me, they don't. Here's Aiden Richard, a three-shot left corner, and he drills it. Maybe I'll get a moped. That's about it.
I got an extra one if you need one.
Thank you very much.
I think it still runs.
Extra jet or an extra moped?
Moped.
Okay. Badgers up nine. Here's Klesmit throwing to Carter Gilmore. He's into John Blackwell on the left wing. Wait, Declan Ryan on the floor for Holy Cross right now. Still no Caleb Kenny. I'm thinking his night might be done Here's Blackwell, right lane line, driving to the cup, and it's knocked away by Max Green with 3.2 on the shot clock. Badgers keep it.
Yeah, there's 3-2 on the clock. The Badgers have 6 assists this second half, 3 in the first half. They had the balls moving. What didn't happen on that possession? The ball didn't move.
Yep.
It just stuck.
McGee inbounds to Winter with 2, with 1. Klesman for 3, left side off the rim short. Rebound back tapped and picked up by Ryan. And now up the floor is Tyler Boston on the left wing. And a hard screen from Ryan. That knocked out McGee. And Declan Ryan, 6'6", make that 6'8", 266 pounds, is called for the foul, his first. Team foul number 5 on Holy Cross. 9-point lead, Wisconsin, 10:43 remaining. Tanjay comes back into the game. Winter is out. We got Gilmore along with McGee, Blackwell, Crowell, and Tanjay. Kamari McGee throwing to Crowell. Declan Ryan defending. Bounce right wing, right block into Blackwell. In the paint, John triple teamed out to Crowell. Rotates McGee high in the left. He'll flip it to Tanjay. Tanjay looked at the circle. They left him open. He'll take the 3, and it crawls out no good, and a whistle and a foul called inside. And I think they're going to get Declan Ryan for his second foul. He kind of gave it away. His shoulders were slumping pretty quickly.
Just
like Butchie after getting yelled at by Bo during practice.
Or running the 16 or what?
Yeah.
My shoulders dropped a whole bunch.
Inbounds pass to Crowell. Gabe Warren back in there for Holy Cross. Crowell against Ryan. Little dig from Tyler Boston. Now McGee blows off the left wing in the lane. Pushed it up. No. Rebound tip. And keeping it alive. But a foul is called.
Foul on Ryan.
They're going to get him again. 3 quick ones for the sophomore out of Buffalo.
Man, all 3 fouls were legit fouls.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
I'd like to give the guy a benefit of the doubt, but I couldn't even say you didn't get them, all 3 of them. Those 3 quick ones.
He comes out.
I shouldn't be laughing, but sometimes you get into a rhythm like that on the floor, and it's like, oh, shoot, and you're a step slow every time, and they get you every time.
Yep.
Reminds me a lot of my freshman year where you're just trying to get it going, and it's just, oh.
Ryan last year played in 28 games, battled through injuries, they say, to get through the season. Big sophomore, and they're trying to fill some minutes here with Caleb Kenny, who took one to the face and lost a tooth. And we have not, he's back on the bench area, but we haven't seen him on the floor since. And that's their best player.
But, and that's where they facilitate that whole offense. Mm-hmm. So now offensively you see it, but then, you know, defensively as well.
Badgers in the bonus as John Tanjay hits the front end of the 1-1. 56-46 Wisconsin with 10 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for the grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska. His official Badgers debut, and he and his team remaining perfect at the foul line. Tanjay hitting them both. He's 6 of 6. The Badgers are 13 of 13 at the stripe. 57-46 Wisconsin. Boston throwing to Jaden Faroa. Gets it back to Boston, left of the circle. Kamari McGee provides the defense. A pass out to Green. Looks off the screen from Aiden Richard. Gilmore gets him on a switch, and another turnover for Holy Cross. This ball snapped up by McGee. A little slow play to the front court. Bounces to Tanjay. Now drives baseline right. Got hung up in the air, and a foul is called. This will go against Holy Cross. Tanjay on the attack, left his feet, and was able to get that blocking call in his favor. Aiden Richard with his first foul and the team's 8th. As Xavier Amos set to come back in for the Badgers, he will replace Carter Gilmore. So Tanjay back to the foul line. He has 19 points leading the way.
Good start to your Badger career there.
No doubt. 60-year senior, front end is good. We'll talk about the overall maturity, but got some physical maturity too. He's just got some bulk to him. He can,
And he uses it to drive and get into the paint, play off 2 feet. I think it's only going to get better. He's going to get better. I'd say the one weakness that I see is sometimes he doesn't always play off 2 feet. Now all of a sudden you can improve on that. That's a quick and easy adjustment with a lot of reps.
He makes both free throws, 59-46 Wisconsin. Boston outside right, finds back screen. Closing quickly was Blackwell. Green driving, knocked away, Crowell. Loose ball snapped up by Boston, left elbow jumper is short. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Kamari McGee up the left sideline of the front court is the senior from Racine, and Stephen Crowell just ran over Tyler Boston at the other end. Boston didn't appreciate it very much.
And as a pick, you hate that. A big Steve's got a couple of choice words to say as well. Because it is. You're rolling, you're coming down, all of a sudden they just stop.
Yep.
And you can't stop. Like, as much as you want to stop, when that train gets moving, it's tough to put the brakes on.
7 foot senior rolling over a 5'10 freshman. Welcome to college basketball, Tyler Boston. Aiden Richard had it knocked away by Amos, but Boston is there to keep it in play. 9:09 remaining, 59-46 Wisconsin. Boston against McGee. Rides off the right wing in the lane. Short jump, wide left, no good. Crowell the rebound. Ahead it goes to Tanjay. A 21-point night for John Tanjay. He'll pass it to Crowell, top of the arc. Hands off Blackwell, left point. Blackwell inside, now retreats outside the three-point line. Pivots. He'll feed Xavier Amos. Rotates to McGee. Right of the lane. Kamari against Boston. Throwing to Crowell. Shot clock at 10. Tanjay. Goes into Crowell, low on the left, one dribble, gets double, puts it up anyway, got it, yes sir. Crowell with 7, 61-46, Wisconsin with 8.5 minutes remaining.
Good patience and balance there for Big Steve.
Badgers 8 of 15 for the floor here in the second half. Boston off the Faroa screen, stops right elbow, throws to Faroa. Flips it back to Boston, hard left-hand dribble in the paint. Crowded in there, gives off to Green, 10 to shoot, sidesteps left, Green with a three, bangs off the iron, no good. Crowell, another rebound. Big Stevie with 7 boards tonight. McGee to the front court, gives to Crowell, top of the circle. He'll drop it off to Xavier Amos, finds Kamari, open three, left wing, nailed it, yes sir. First three for Kamari, it's 64-46 Wisconsin, 7:50 to play. Gabe Warren picked up now on the switch. A pass for Max Green, outside left. Green with the left-hand dribble, left of the lane. Leaning, shooting over Blackwell, rattles out, no good. Another rebound for Crowell. And outlet for McGee. Kamari up the floor for the Badgers, off the Crowell screen. Kamari into the lane, knocked away. Ball is loose, whistle, foul called. This will go against Xavier Amos. It's McGee who had it pried loose, and Amos called for his first foul. We'll take a break. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:25 remaining. Wisconsin 64, Holy Cross 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Chronic shoulder pain, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Pork Association wants you to know that the Wisconsin Badgers support pig farmers all year long. Check them out at WPPA.org. 7:25 remaining, 64-46. Wisconsin leading Holy Cross. Jack Janicki back in there for the Badgers with McGee, Tanjay, Winter, and Amos. There's DeAndre Williams up the floor for the Crusaders. Moving to our left in the second half. Gabe Warren, big night for him. He'll feed Jaden Ferroa, top of the arc. Nolan Winter defending. Now Warren with it. Winter gets him on the switch. Warren in the paint. One pump. Goes up. Blocked by Winter, but a foul is called. They'll get Nolan for his second foul. And free throws coming up.
7 minutes feel like it's really important for Amos to kind of go in a little bit, right? Like, see if you can kind of get to a rhythm, follow the defensive principles. We've heard a lot about one of the three big transfers that you're expecting something from. I think this is a great opportunity to do this. He's only played 8 minutes so far. How do you build trust with the coaching staff? It's by doing it through play.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I feel like these are important minutes. I don't know why I feel that way. It's one of those things you can put it on film, but you got to be engaged.
He's ramped up his productivity in practice in recent days. Warren made the first free throw, missed the second. Tanjay clears. But you're right. You translate that, play some good minutes here. In the season over. This guy's athletic, his versatility. Here's Amos with the ball now with a twist and then lost it off his leg and out of bounds. Got rushed a little bit there and turned it over.
And I feel that, but that play that was just drawn up also feels like the coaching staff feels the same way because they ran a play right for him.
Yep, get him going. 6:45 to play, 64-47 Wisconsin. Singleton throwing to Warren on the right side, working against Amos, moving in, right block in the lane, goes up and in. Really, I'm not sure anybody's been able to stop Gabe Warren tonight. He has 23. 6.5 minutes remaining. 15-point lead for the Badgers. 64-49. Janicki feeds Winter at the top. Gives off to Amos. Now to Janicki. He'll flip a three. Left side. Bangs off the rim. No good. Joe Nugent the rebound. And it goes to Khalil Singleton. Hits the brakes. Throwing to Williams out high. Turns it to Warren. Left point. Tanjay picks him up. Warren off the left wing in the lane. Kick out past Williams. Tries to get three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Janicki the rebound. And here comes the redshirt freshman. Quickly to the front court. Throwing to Amos at the top. Turns to Tanjay. High on the left. Surveys the floor. Gives off to Kamari McGee. Left wing. Now the winner. He'll try a three. And that's off the back of the rim and drop through. Nolan Winter.
You'll take it any way you can get it.
A friendly thud off the heel of the rim. 67-49, Wisconsin. 5:35 to play. We'll see Marcus Ilver at the next opportunity. Here's Williams off the right wing. Darts a pass to Nugent. He'll try a three left side. Back iron, no good. Winter the rebound. This is to McGee. And here comes Kamari. Front court. Now Amos. He'll try a three straight away. And that's too long, no good. Jaden Ferreau with a rebound. Before Williams throwing to Warren. Got Amos up. Warren off the left wing. Feeds Singleton. He'll try a three and he'll hit it. Khalil Singleton, his second three of the game. 62, make that 67-52 Wisconsin. 5 minutes to play. John Tanjay driving baseline left. Powers it up and in. Tanjay back on the attack. He has 23 tonight.
Can't say enough good things about what he's done tonight.
69-52 Wisconsin with 4:40 remaining. Gabe Warren on the right side. Amos defending. Now Warren's open for three. Flipped it. Missed it. Rebound. Deflected to Tanjay. And a rebound for Tanjay. Ahead it goes to Jack Janicki. Pull up jump pass. And a Winter low on the right. Turns and scores. Nice delivery from Janicki and a timeout call.
Absolutely. That's something Wisconsin's got to look to do a little bit more of. Run down, seal, score.
We will take a break. Timeout taken by Holy Cross. 4:25 remaining. Wisconsin 71, Holy Cross 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary Build with pride, the World of Shamrock Supply.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Update your home with Peyton Vinyl Plank Flooring. It's waterproof and durable, making it perfect for active families. It's available in two styles and features an attached pad for added comfort and easy installation. Trust Menards for all your flooring needs. And view the weekly flyer for all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Old Dominion, best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. After a lot of analytic deep diving,
very much
thought
so
about it. John Tanjay, 23 points, 6 of 11, 3 of 6 from deep, 8 of 8 at the foul line, 5 rebounds. That's pretty good. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Not a bad Badgers debut for John Tanjay.
You'll have games like that. You want games like that. What I love about it more than anything is, yes, 6-11, super efficient. 8 of 8 from the free throw line. He's taken almost, yeah, he has taken half of Wisconsin's free throw attempts, which to me shows he's getting to the line, he's being aggressive. I don't want to say what Wisconsin is right now with 4:25 left. I don't want that on me, okay? So we're just going to leave that.
Just leave it
blank
there.
Okay?
All right. Gotcha. I gotcha.
It's game one. I don't want that on me.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll put it on me, and then I'm going to feel bad on my way home.
Tauscher hung the jinx, McJinkster or something, whatever he called me the other night, among other things he called me. Here's Nugent, baseline right against Janicki. Goes up left hand, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds and belongs to Wisconsin.
Nugent had a rough night, 0-6 from the floor, and he was shooting it well coming into it. 8 of 13 from 3 in their two scrimmages, and just hasn't been able to find it.
Nolan Winter, left side, throwing to Marcus Ilver, senior from Estonia. Slipping down was Blackwell, but he secured the pass. Now goes into Winter, turns low on the left, goes up, laid it in, and a foul. And one for Nolan Winter. Working inside, the lead is 21 for the Badgers.
Good balance there by Nolan move. Just a dribble drop move where you get the defender, you take the dribble middle, get the defender to shift his hips just a little bit. As soon as you see that his hips are moved, you spin on him quickly. And I like that, how quickly he was able to do it, then finish it through the contact.
Third foul on Nugent. Free throw good for Winter, converting the three-point play. 74-52, Wisconsin with 3:50 remaining. DeAndre Williams at the center circle. He'll throw it to Max Green, outside left, off the Aiden Richards screen, stops the right elbow, gives off to Williams, off the right wing to the rim, layup good, it counts, and a foul. They'll get McGee for the foul, an and one here for Holy Cross. DeAndre Williams with 4 points tonight. 74-54, Wisconsin with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play.
I like to call those moments teachable moments. And you like those teachable moments when you're up 20.
Free throw is good for Williams. It makes those game reviews a little less painful.
Maybe. Yes. Just a little.
74-55, yeah. Just within reason. Dilver throwing to McGee on the left side. Kamari hooks a pass. Blackwell baseline left driving. Stops. Floats it back out to McGee with 10 to shoot. Blackwell left side, throws it out to McGee. He'll try a three right of the circle. Short, no good. And Nugent had the rebound but lost it off his hands out of bounds. Badgers get a fresh 20 on the clock. They'll welcome Montana State to the Kohl Center Thursday, a team that some believe could win the Big Sky. Red hot in the conference tournament last year, won it, made the NCAA for the third straight year. Inbounds pass, Blackwell sticks a three from the left corner. 77-55, Wisconsin.
And Danny Sprinkle really got that program going, and now obviously he's at Washington and Team Wisconsin will see.
McGee took one of the chops. He's slow to get up at the other end. Might have been gimping a little bit. They throw it to the chops. And just took an awkward fall, but he's playing through it. Jack Janicki outside right. Throwing a winter. He'll try a three, and that's good. Nolan Winter with a triple. Timeout Greg Gard as he wants to sub. Once again, McGee out of there as Daniel Freitag will come in. 2:42 remaining, 80-55, Wisconsin. And now Wisconsin's athletic trainer Brent Neuharth will be spending a little time with Kamari McGee. Couldn't tell exactly what happened. It was an awkward fall. At first, I thought he took one of the face, but then he came up limping. So they're going to check him out with this game in hand and 2:42 remaining. Hey, you mentioned Danny Sprinkle, so he's in the Big Ten now.
I know.
Washington.
But he got that Montana State program rolling, and they've continued to have success. I know when you see it, you don't think it's a big game. For game two,
yeah, it's pretty
it's
big.
Like, it is. Yep. Like, and then from what I've watched, just of what they've done last year, I know. And it's going to be their first game, I think, and that's a positive.
Yes.
They're not going to play a game before seeing Wisconsin.
Correct.
Which I think for this Wisconsin helps. It helps them.
They got knocked out by Grambling in the first four last year, last March. But they've been in it three straight years. And Thoreau almost threw it away here as we play on. Max Green against Marcus Hilver. Out between the circles, throwing to Aiden Richard. And getting him on the switch is Hilver. Richard driving shot is gobbled up by Marcus Hilver and taken up the floor by John Blackwell, who got by Max Green. A little stop and go and a step back baseline. Left jumper is off the iron, no good. Rebound Nolan Winter, slam dunk on the putback. 82-55, Wisconsin with 2 minutes to play. Green outside right. At the top of the circle now. Blackwell defending, a screen from Faroa, picked up by Winter on the switch. He covers him up in the right corner. Green needs help, finds Faroa, mid post right. Turns, runs it back out to Aiden Richard. He'll try a three, and that's an air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin. As we'll now see more subs, Riccardo Greppi will come in, the freshman from Italy, in for Nolan Winter, and Jack Robinson, the freshman from Lakeville, Minnesota, will sum in for John Blackwell. Declan Ryan coming back in. Jaden Kirkwood on the floor. Isaac Gard is going to come into the game here for Jack Janicki. 1:40 to play, 82-55, Wisconsin. We can get IG a bucket here.
I don't think everyone would love that.
He has the ball right now. Isaac outside left feeds Greppi at the top. Now it's Jack Robinson throwing to Ilver. Turns it to Gard outside left. Gives it up to Greppi, top of the circle. Rotates to Freitag on the right side. Freitag with 10 to shoot. Freitag off the wing. Throwing to Ilver through his hands. Got it back. Beats Gard. Three in the air left side. Got it! Greg Gard with the, Greg Gard smiling. Isaac Gard with the triple. Yes, sir. Try to look cool, Greg. Good luck.
And he was trying to look cool. Absolutely. Great drive. The extra kick, and Isaac buried the three.
105 remaining, 85-55. Wisconsin as Isaac Gard hitting a triple from the left wing. One of the more animated moments I've had in a 30-point game. Cool to see that, though.
Very cool to see. Very. And Greg kept it all together on top of it.
DeAndre Williams at the free throw line after Isaac was called for a foul. Terrible call. I'm kidding. No, it's a first foul on Isaac. First free throw good for DeAndre Williams. Second free throw is on the way, and that will crawl in. 85-57, Wisconsin, as we come up on the final minute. Freitag throwing to Robinson. Goes off now to Aiden Knott. Preferred walk-on from Sussex, the freshman. Gard throwing to Robinson. Now Knott. Outside left, 15 to shoot. Greppi, top of the arc. Greppi kills a dribble, finds a back-cutting guard going to the rim, and it's knocked away out of bounds with 9 on the... shot clock. See those guys who work so hard every day in the scout team get into the scoring column. Inbounds pass to Greppy, gets it back to Freetag, making his Badgers debut. Three in the air, left corner, and that's way too strong, no good. It comes down to Holy Cross with 35 seconds to play. Williams racing up the floor, and he got fouled by Freetag. First foul on the true freshman out of Bloomington, Minnesota, with 32.3 seconds to play.
And you talk about the game, but for me, it was the defensive intensity that would really change. They gave up 23 points, Wisconsin did, the first 8 minutes of this game. They've given up 34 points the last 32 minutes.
Yeah, much like better.
That, I mean, that's.
I mean, it couldn't have been much of a worse start for the Badgers, but then they locked in. Williams hits the first free throw. 85-58 to Wisconsin with 32.3 seconds to play. Second free throw airborne and good. 85-59 Wisconsin. This free tag will bring it up. Couple of seconds difference. Game to shot clock. Knopp outside left throwing to Greppy. Goes inside. Hodges catches. One pump. Goes up. Knocked away. It comes down to DeAndre Williams. Greppy is back. Williams will pull up. Foul line jumper is good. 85-61 Wisconsin with 15 seconds to play. Now they can dribble off the clock if they so choose. Freetag brings it up, and he is going to get the instructions and will follow it. He'll dribble out the clock, 5 seconds to play, and the Badgers will get an opening night win. They were down by as many as 16 in the first half, but Wisconsin will win by 24.
Yeah, and again, for me, the biggest turnaround was just defensively. They finally got locked in and engaged. He gave up, I said 34. I had to give him 4 more points. There were 38 points over the last 32 minutes. John Tonjic came in, played really well. Controlled the game when it got a little dicey there early on. Got to the free throw line, which calmed the rest of that team down.
The Badgers get their opening night win. Career win number 187 for Greg Gard as the head coach of the Badgers. Your final score tonight. Wisconsin 85, Holy Cross 61. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Chronic shoulder pain, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For more information, a message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
This is the Badgers Post Game Show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay as the Wisconsin Badgers. A winner on opening night, 85-61. It wasn't that easy as Holy Cross jumped on Wisconsin in the early minutes, led 23-7, a bit more than 8 minutes into the game. Wisconsin sluggish, transition D. Butchie, one of your keys, they weren't good there.
No.
And then the confidence was building. They were making shots contested or not. But to Wisconsin's credit, it regrouped, down one at the half, and then just took over in the second half.
Well, and so we talk about why. Defensively, we've already talked about that. They only gave up 38 points in the last 32 minutes. Pretty good. I'm not the smartest one, but I'd say that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But also, they only had 3 assists in the first half. They end up with 15. So 12 assists in the second half, which means the ball is popping, the ball is fine, and they're playing off of each other. I thought that was really big in this game as well. Points in the paint, they have outscored Holy Cross 34-16. It's one that you should have done, and they did do that. So I think overall, you got back to playing Wisconsin basketball. That first half, you didn't. I thought the ball was pounded way too much, and it wasn't popping. When I say popping, moving around the perimeter, finding the open guy, cutting hard, all those things that we talk about when you talk about Wisconsin basketball, those are everything we talk about. They didn't do that the first 8 minutes of that game. That's why they were down. Then they had to really buckle up, and you have to give this team credit for that as well.
They did. You mentioned those 12 assists in the second half. 12 assists on 17 made buckets.
You look at why that lead. Like,
there you go.
It's not rocket science.
Well, they shared the ball, and good things happened. And you mentioned the points in the paint. They were struggling with threes early. They went into attack mode, which is always a good thing. That got them back into the game, and then they got hot all over in the second half. So the Badgers win it 85-61 over Holy Cross here on opening night. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Boghead. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. With special guest, the Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin pulls away in the second half to defeat Holy Cross. Now the official season debut of Butchie's Breakdown. What do you got?
Oh, it's much bigger than the exhibition game. That's the first where I'm going to start. Much, much bigger. We've talked already about it, but it is part of this breakdown. 38 points that they gave up over the last 32 minutes. It's really good defense. That's not just okay defense. That's really good defense. Now, the first 8 minutes, we won't talk about. However, like, you locked in and you need to do it.